I have Justin Catalino in the studio. I'm going to start off before the interview playing a track from his CD, Welcome to Vacation Land. You guys are so lucky. This is good on killradio.org. That was Justin Catalino on Is Good. You're listening to killradio.org. It's Thursday, October 6th. Justin, hello.
Hey, how's it going? Happy Thursday, October 6th.
Right on, man.
It's such a beautiful day. I kind of feel like
we're really in the middle
of the summer here.
Yeah,
but
totally.
Welcome to Southern California, I suppose.
Yeah, it was like chilly for a couple of days.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden it got super hot.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, it took about half a day for someone to tell me, oh, that's just what it was like right before the big earthquake of 94.
Oh, dude, everybody says that. I've lived here for 5 years, and I can't tell you how many times I've heard, like, dude, this is so earthquake weather. It happens all the time.
Yeah.
It's kind of funny.
People are catastrophic, like, right. in their thoughts. The station, I was subbing for someone a couple of weeks ago, and all the power went out. Do you remember, like, the power went out? Like,
I actually was on tour that week, but I read about it in a tiny little newspaper in New Hampshire. I read about the power outage.
It was crazy. I went downstairs and I just started talking to people on the street, and like within 5 minutes people were like making references to 9/11 and like, you know,
seriously?
We're all gonna die.
Oh god. The weird thing is with LA is the weather is so almost constant almost all the time that anything other than like blue skies and like perfect weather, people kind of freak out. They're like, oh my god, it rained 3 days in a row.
It's
the
so
apocalypse
true.
Is coming. I don't know, it's kind of funny. As much as I love it here, though, I have to say that this weather gets a little old. Like, I'm from the East Coast, where
yeah,
it's
me
like
too.
You're from, you know, the brutal winters, and then you have the chill fall and the chill spring. And
these clearly defined seasons.
Yeah.
And the distinct and passage of time.
Yeah, I miss that. I long for that. I'm actually moving back to the East Coast, and I'm kind of excited to kind of stick it out with the weather, kind of, you know,
sure.
Have my face freeze off just to go get the mail, you know.
Yeah, I remember being a bike messenger in New York at like 20 degrees below zero at like 7 in the morning, like wearing like a mask on my face to keep from getting, you know, frostbitten.
Yeah,
and just like the unbelievable freezing death cold.
More reasons to stay inside and listen to music.
Exactly.
Play music.
Exactly.
Play music.
And speaking of music, this we just played a track from Welcome to Vacation Land.
Yeah,
that's a quality album. That's a release.
Thanks, man.
Album. I mean, like,
thanks.
That's good stuff. So, you know, how did you go from guy with a guitar to guy with an album?
It's kind of a long story, but the short of it is, I decided that I really didn't want to go the major label route and kind of say, like, here I am, here's my demo, do you think I'm talented, do you want to sign me, do you want to take all my money, kind of thing. I didn't really want to go that route. I really spent a long time educating myself as far as, like, the music business.
Mm-hmm.
And I discovered that in the world today of music, it's really possible to put out your own album on your own terms and make a profit. I was reading a story the other day about a guy who'd sold, like, 3,000 copies of his record, but he had made like $60,000.
Wow.
That's kind of a lot of money for, you know, just pressing 3,000 copies and working your ass off to put them
sure.
out there. I'd rather do it that way and make sure that it was the way that I wanted it to sound, the way that I wanted to look, the way that I want to feel, all those kind of things, rather than, you know, having a bunch of suits tell me how they want it to be.
Right.
And I'm sure that there are, you know, deals out there. I heard that there are major deals that are a little more artist-friendly, that are, you know, they're starting to really feel the backlash, I bet, of the independent movement that's going on. So, yeah, I have this record, and I started an independent label with my family to push it out there called Rizzo Records. I run it primarily with my mother, and she deals with most of, like, the legal business stuff, and I deal with, like, more of the creative administration
and
stuff.
And your sister's a very talented musician as well.
Yeah, my sister Gina Catalino is over in New York. She just had a gig last night. I was just talking to her on the way over here. She's still in the songwriting phase. She's, like, you know, she's a little younger. I think she's 21
now. Still trying to find
her voice. Well, I think she's found her voice. I think she's trying to find – I think she's still living the songs that will eventually be songs.
Mm.
In other words – she's living the experiences that she'll eventually
write
about.
Right, and your
about.
Songs are about experiences that you've gone come
sure,
through.
Sure, I'm a little older than
on.
Her.
Yeah.
I'm the oldest. She's the youngest, you know. So, I definitely – that's been the cool part about living in California is the life that I created here definitely lent itself to lots of stories. And that's what my album is about, the pretty much – lots of stories.
Cool. Why don't you tell us a story acoustically then?
I will. This is one of my favorite tracks from the album. This is called Say My Name in the Morning.
Yeah,
this is
one of my favorites too.
Definitely
that's
a story. Thank you. Up at the bar, 10 minutes late. I'm surfing the crowd, trying to find my date. Nervous at first, we're both a little shy. The chick with the dreads brings two Bud Lights. I know what you know about me is small, so I'm gonna tell you about the fall. I know I didn't trip, if that's what you're thinking. I say the stupidest shit when I'm drinking. Give me some room, I get some more. I hope that you don't think I'm a whore. I want you to come home with me tonight. It has been such a long, long time. It has been such a long, long time. But will you say my name in the morning when you don't know your own? Tell me I am the reason you never feel alone. 'Cause I've been looking for someone for so long now that it hurts. I was hoping I finally found you, for better or for worse, for better or for worse. See, I was in love a long time ago, so I thought, but whoever really knows. It started out cool, I remember the feeling of being so high, my head went straight through the ceiling. But the problem with that, I got so attached that when it was overweight, I blocked out the rest. 'Cause things got cruel, they got pretty shitty, so I moved to a whole other city where I started over. Here I am, yeah. But say my name in the morning when you don't know your own. Tell me I am the reason you never feel alone. 'Cause I've been looking for someone for so long that it hurts. I was hoping I finally found you, for better or for worse. Yeah, for better or for worse.
See, I told you guys were lucky. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest today is Justin Catalino.
Heidi ho, heidi ho.
So that song got some play, huh?
Yeah, yeah. Actually, you know, the most recent thing that happened with that song, which was one of the most exciting and awkward things that's happened with my songs, is it was featured during... what's that show? Rescue Me,
right,
on FX. And the chorus of that song busted in right at the height and climax of a very hot sex scene. So they were like right at the peak
Say
of their
my
orgasm.
Name in the morning.
And there comes my voice. And I was like, oh, God. That was so weird.
That's fantastic, though.
Yeah, I was so excited. It was really weird to, like, watch my, like... Because, you know, the song is meaning to me. I mean, other people, they hear it and they have their own interpretation.
That song's not about Dennis Leary having sex?
No, it actually... Oh. No. No, we went to the same school, but that's, like, our only connection. I'll say. It actually wasn't him in the scene. I don't actually know who it was in the scene, but... It was kind of hot and slash awkward, but it was cool. I haven't shown my mother yet. I'm waiting on that one.
You had a track on the OC as well, right?
I did. I did, actually, that tune that you played. And Rescue Me just played that one, too. So that song's been used a couple times. Yeah. Yeah, I think that might be my favorite track off the album. Because all my songs are, like, different moods, it really depends on the day. But that's the one that I, like, whenever I do put my record in, that's the one that I usually play.
By the way, if anybody wants to instant message me or Justin, or the handle on AOL Instant Messenger is Kill Radio Station. It's one word, Kill Radio Station. Also, you have a live gig.
I do. It's my farewell gig. It's funny. A little newspaper was saying, you know, not many. What did it say? Said something about the fact that, like, so many hundreds of artists come and go LA, but you never really know. Mm-hmm. They just kind of come and go. And I'm kind of making it known that I'm leaving. I'm kind of excited to go. As much as I loved it here and still love it here, I don't know, man. LA is not like any other place on earth. It's almost like the Vatican, where it's its own country, like within within a little.
That's a good way to put it.
I get so comfortable here, and then I leave. I'll go to New York, or mm-hmm. I was in like South Park, Colorado, recently for a music festival, and it really hit me like how different the people are here, how different life functions here. It's really different. So as much as I do like it here, I'm excited to explore something else. So I have a going away gig tomorrow. Is it tomorrow? Oh shit!
Yeah.
It is tomorrow. Friday night.
Are you prepared?
I am. Because I'm moving next week. Like everything's, I'm in a bit of a cloud. But it's tomorrow night, Friday night at the Hotel Cafe in Hollywood.
Which I understand is a pretty swanky place.
Oh, I love it there. It might be one of my. It is one of my favorite places. I don't want to like say it's my favorite, but. It's one of my favorites, and they just expanded. I just actually was talking to somebody who was like, "Oh, it's too small there." Well, it's like twice the size now. They expanded it, so it's awesome. I saw some really good acts there the other night, and Joe Purdy is one of my favorite local acts, and he's playing after me. He's so good, so good, Joe Purdy.
Sweet.
So yeah, so 9 o'clock tomorrow at the Hotel Cafe on Cahuenga and Selma.
Awesome. What do you have for us next?
Let's see. I thought I'd entertain you with a new song.
Oh, please.
How about that?
A Kill Radio exclusive.
A Kill Radio. I'm kind of excited about this one. This one explores new territory for me, and it's also a story.
All right, this is Justin Catalino on isgoodkillradio.org.
On the way, and I am sure what she gon' say. She'll say, I have seen you down here before. I thought that we talked about this. You said you were making a change, and now here I find you, and you're doing the same thing. Well, I could not believe my ears when she said some things you can't resist. And then her words hit me like a fist when she said, this is your reality, this is not your fantasy. Why don't you just reach for the sky? We all know you like skies. This is not your fantasy. This is your reality. You're one in a million and then some, baby, underneath the big blue sky. have this friend and I think he's gay. And I'm not sure what I should say. I'd like to say why don't you just come to terms with this? You are so much better than all of this. I was once afraid of eternal happiness, and all that I want is for you to be happy, cause you have the power to love. Well, I would whisper in his ear and say, some things you can't resist. And then I'd end it all with a kiss. When I say, this is your reality, this is not your fantasy, so why don't you look me in the eyes? We all know you like guys. This is not your fantasy, this is your reality. You're one in a million and then some, baby, under a big blue sky. Your fantasy, this is your reality, so why don't you look me in the eyes? We're under a big blue sky.
That was magnificent.
Thanks.
That really was.
Thanks, man.
You have like a history in vocal training, musical theater. I mean, you have like your voice really resonates in a way that's kind of, you know, different than a lot of pop acts.
Oh,
it's a very
thanks.
Almost I don't know, it has like a theatrical presence to it.
Well, that's interesting because I I actually have a Bachelor of Fine Arts in musical theater.
Ah,
so I did musical after musical after musical until I was like 23. And then I stopped, moved to L.A. to be an actor, tried that for like a year, and then found music. Actually, that's kind of an interesting story if you want to hear a quick story.
I would love to hear a
I was
story.
Doing acting, totally unexcited about the acting scene out here. Was feeling uninspired, wasn't really liking the way that I had chosen to express myself. It just felt like I had more to say than acting really made room for. And I was at this dinner party one night with all these actors. And this guy was like, dude, after talking to me for a while, he was like, dude, you're a musician. What are you doing? You gotta start a band. And then so we talked about like music. And I was like, yeah, it's always been like a secret, you know, dream of mine. But I never liked my musical theater voice. I didn't really like singing like this. You know, I didn't like that crap. And I didn't like the way that my voice sounded doing it. So I never really pursued music because I was – assume that I wasn't going to like my voice.
Mm-hmm.
And then so I don't know, something with what this guy was saying kind of just like clicked with me. And so the next day I went out and I, you know, started looking for a band online. The interesting and kind of funny, like only in LA part of this story is I was watching Napoleon Dynamite a couple of weeks ago.
Uh-huh.
And I'm watching it, and I'm watching the dude throwing the football. I think he's like the uncle or something in the trailer or something like that. And I'm like, God, I freaking know that guy. I know that guy from somewhere. And after like 20 minutes of staring at this guy on screen, I was like, oh my God, that's the guy at the dinner party who told me that I have to do music. And it turns out to be, I think his name's John Grease.
He's just trying to get rid of the competition.
Possibly, maybe. I mean, no, we're in totally different leagues, but
yeah.
Anyway, it was just like one of those only in LA stories.
That's awesome.
Like, that's the dude. So yeah, he's a musician as well. So I think that's why he maybe picked up on that in me. But I've been doing it ever since, and I'm so glad I did. When I first found it, I felt like I had found my true love. Like I had
nice.
Felt like I had, you know, when people talk about like they just know when they like meet their significant other, like mm-hmm. the one that they're quote unquote supposed to be with. With music, once I started doing that and started applying all the poetry that I had been writing for years to music,
just
and
clicked,
it clicked
huh?
so naturally and made me feel so wonderful about myself that regardless of whether people liked it or not, I knew that I had found what I was called to do for myself. So it's kind of cool that other people occasionally like listening to it.
Yeah.
It's a bonus because it's very fulfilling.
Welcome to Vacation Land is, it's got kind of a synth pop feel to it. Mm-hmm. There's that sort of element to it. How did you find that?
When I went into the studio with the producer, I co-produced this album with a gentleman, and when we went into the studio, I told him that I really want, I brought him a whole bunch of stuff. Bjork, Air, Ben Harper, Pete Yorn, Tori Amos, Ani DeFranco. I brought him all these things, and I said, I like the organic storytelling that's going on. I like the sensitivity in these songs. However, I really like what Bjork is doing, and I like what Stereolab and Air are doing with electronics, and I wanted to try to mesh the two together, and that's kind of where that came from. I was listening to a lot of Postal Service at the time, too.
Uh-huh.
That wasn't one of my, like, real organic influences. That was kind of, like, something that was like, ooh, and this is good, too. Like, kind of, like, almost an afterthought.
Is that a direction you think you're going to go in, like, for your next album?
Probably. I'll probably go a little more synthie on the next album. But I definitely want to keep the stories going. And, like,
sure.
I want to make sure that it is storytelling. Kind of what I like about folk music, what I like about singer-songwriters is that there's a message that's being conveyed, and I had a lot of shit to say.
Yeah. Oh, there's not a lot of synth folk. That's a new genre, huh?
Yeah.
Where can people get Welcome to Vacation Land?
Several places. A lot of my fans are over in the UK. Get it on iTunes, the UK iTunes. So it is obviously on iTunes here and in the UK. It is also available on Amazon.com. It's available here in LA at Amoeba and on my website, JustinCatalino.com.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to play another song?
Sure. Would you like to hear another one?
I would love to hear another song.
Yeah. I feel like playing. You know, I'm leaving, so I think I'm going to play my little, like, see you later song.
All right. This is Justin Catalino on Is Good. You're listening to KillRadio.org.
Waited for you to come home today, then I remembered you were gone. Clear blue skies and a gentle breeze, but the mood just all wrong. There were silver screen stars in the mall today, and they were dressed best in show. None of them held a candle to the way you organically glow. Yeah, you were the life of the party. You were the stains on the wall. All my life I'll wonder why we are parting. You're my favorite season fall. My favorite season fall. Yeah, yeah. But instead I laid in the bed and channeled this little song. As I turned to see the place where your head had been lying for so long. Yeah, you were the life of the party. You were the stains on the wall. All my life I'll wonder why we are parting. You're my favorite season fall. my favorite season, fall, yeah. You are doing what you should be doing. You're pursuing what you are pursuing. I remember the first time I saw you. I remember the first time that I saw you leave. Won't you sing with me under the family tree? Yeah, sing with me under the family tree. So I went for a walk to the concrete park, and armed with my guitar, I sang for the leaves separated from the trees. It was my best show this far. It was my best show this far. And yeah, you were the life of the party. You were the stains on the wall. All my life, I wonder why we are parting. You're my favorite season, fall. My favorite season, fall.
That's great, man.
Thank you.
I don't know what else to say.
It's all good.
This is good. It just simply is good.
Thanks for having me on the show, man.
Yeah, man.
This is great. I love this. This is such a great building, and you can hear the traffic going by. It's like real life.
It's very, very raw.
Very raw and organic. I love it.
Yeah. It's a shame there's only one more chance to see you before you go. And now I've introduced you to a world of listeners, but you know, they're not all in L.A.
I know, right? Radio. It's cool. It's cool.
So you said you were going to tour Europe, right?
Hoping in the spring. That's my plan is to... There's a teeny tiny chance that I have dual citizenship over there because of my grandfather. So I'm still researching that. And so in a perfect world, I would move there in a second. But otherwise, I'll just tour and then come back and then tour and then come back. So I lived there years ago and loved it with school. I went there for school. So, and I just feel, I don't know, there's just something about being in Europe that's really... It's just like a breath of fresh air to me. I just feel really at home there. So hopefully I'll be able to take my music there. I will be back in LA though in a month. I've just been nominated for an award. Did I tell you?
No.
I'm so excited. There's one of my songs, my single that we released this year called Welcome to Vacation Land. Was charting in the New Music Weekly charts. It reached like number 13 in there, and they just nominated me for Best New Artist.
Wow.
I was like, are you kidding? So yeah, so I'm coming back for the ceremony. This and the ceremony is the day before my birthday, so it's gonna be a party weekend.
Well, it'll be a happy birthday.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, good for you, man.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited. So,
and are you jazzed to like sort of pick up your whole life and move?
Absolutely. I'm gonna be 30 next month, and so I'm like purging everything. I'm taking my laptop and my guitar and some of my like business stuff.
Nice.
And like a handful of clothes, and that's it. I got a lot of shit that I'm getting rid of. So I am excited. It's kind of like turning a new leaf, starting fresh. I'm really excited about it. I think it's important to do.
Well, cool. Why don't we I guess we'll leave with that then, with your the title track.
Sure. Yeah, that's my single. Sure.
That this is the one that sort of got you nominated, huh?
Yeah. It's called Welcome to Vacation Land. It's a little different. We tried some new stuff with it, and I was pleasantly surprised that an unconventional song got a lot of radio play. I was excited about that.
Well, Justin, it's been an absolute pleasure having you on Is Good.
Thank you so much, John. I will look forward to listening to your show in the future. It sounds awesome.
Cheers, man. Here's to good music.
You're on the floor.
Justin Catalino. Now he's gone. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. If you want to instant message me, why not sign on? AOL Instant Messenger, Kill Radio Station is our handle. I got a few minutes left in my show today, so I'm going to play some a couple of songs that have been bouncing around in my head. Hope you enjoy it. This is Good on killradio.org. This is Fluke remixing Juno Reactor. The song is called Pistolero.
Quiero mi pistola más que a mi hombre. Dame el jodido dinero, te jodo vivo. Thank you.
trees. Oh, if I had the money, I'd have him make one of those of me. And I'd send myself to stalk the landscape and scare everybody. See, I've got this sort of feel around me. Because I've got spikes. Because I go between the zones even when I'm not supposed to. I am a suspicious person report. And it's time to go shopping.
That was Information Society from the underappreciated Don't Be Afraid album, the solo act of Kurt Vallequin, Kurt Harland, after he went insane. And let's see, before that we heard some Hybrid and some Juno Reactor, and before the interview with Justin Catalino, I forgot to mention, we played a little Manu Chao, some Nortec Collective from Tijuana Sessions Volume 3, their new album. And before that was Jazzanova, which has to be my favorite of the moment, is the Jazzanova Blue Note Trip double CD set. If you like jazz, it's pretty damn jazzy. My guest next week will be Michael R. Harris of the Michael R. Harris Band. You can go to his website, diebox.com. He's cool. DAIBOX.com. You've been listening to Is Good on killradio.org. I'm John Hirschfield. If you want to see me DJ live, you can do so tomorrow night at M-Bar, 1253 North Vine, on Vine and Fountain. That's this Friday. Enjoy. Have a good week. Bye-bye.